Who needs an alarm clock when you've got the farm babe? Pam Yonke and the Farm Report.
And welcome again to Checkoff Chat. This program brought to you courtesy of Your Beef Checkoff Dollars, the Wisconsin Beef Council, and our friends at the Equity Livestock Sales Association. We're focused in on helping you better understand how those dollars are spent for research, education, and promotion. And one gal that can tell you a lot about the Beef Council is Tina Hinchley. Tina and her husband, Dwayne, their family is down in the Cottage Grove area. They are dairy farmers, and they're also involved in the agritourism industry. And Tina happens to be on the Wisconsin Beef Council board. How long you been on the board, Tina?
Oh, gosh. So long I can't even remember.
And who do you represent? Their board members are generally made up of other industry representatives. What group are you there for?
I am there for representing Wisconsin Farmers Union.
So now you're so sage as far as your activities and involvement with the Wisconsin Beef Council. Give us a little perspective. I know one thing that a lot of dairy farmers struggle with is the contributions they make to the Beef Council through the Beef Checkoff. Don't exactly know how their dollars are spent. What eye-opening kinds of things have you learned since you've been on the Wisconsin Beef Council?
They have got so much going on at the Beef Council. They have a nutritionist on staff. They have promotion. They are doing social media, beef in the classroom, which to me was an amazing opportunity for these kids in culinary arts to be able to have beef through a grant program that the Beef Council offers for these students to be able to actually cook with good cuts of meat and learn about it. And these are high school students. This is going to impact the rest of their life, being able to cook with quality meat and promoting the beef industry. Other things that are going on. As a dairy farmer, and that all of our cows in the end become dairy beef, dairy beef quality assurance programs by doing some online information that they have. I actually took a test. They did okay. So this is it. You've got to know what you're doing and being able to have that quality product in the end. So every animal that we're milking in the end is going to become a quality beef product.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They don't just go up to heaven.
Right.
they're going to go into a place that is going to be lean ground beef, ground chuck, ground choice, leather jackets, pharmaceuticals, yep. Many, many, many other things.
Yeah, yeah.
But with the Beef Council, they have a website that you can go to, and National Beef does as well. So I'm thinking Wisconsin Beef Council is beeftips.com. And if you just type in beef, Beef Tips is the number one thing that comes up.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go there and you can look at what they have going on there. They actually have beef farmers that are telling their stories, which is so very important, so that the consumer can see who is making these animals grow, who mm-hmm. cares about these animals, who is working with these animals on a daily basis to ensure that the quality beef product that they're getting at the store
mm-hmm.
is the best that can possibly be.
Yeah, and if you can tell, Tina speaks with passion about that because, as I mentioned, she and her husband, Dwayne, aside from dairy producing, they also take time out of their schedule for agritourism. And how long have you been doing the farm tours there, Tina?
Oh, farm tours, it's been over 20 years.
Yeah.
I was doing it when I was pregnant with my twins. So
yeah.
It's been 20 years. Things have changed, though. It used to be just come out and milk a cow, and now it's more, I want to know what you're doing with the food that we're eating. Tell me about the milk that you're making. Tell me about what happens to these animals when you're working with them. Tell me all this stuff that's going on. What about chemicals? What about hormones? What about BST?
Mm-hmm.
So the consumers want to know. And it's gone from hands-on information. But they want to see.
Mm-hmm.
They want to see what's going on there. They want to see us working with our animals. They want to see the animals and the environment that they live. And through the Beef Council, they do have farm-to-fork programs for chefs and nutritionists and lots of tours going on from the consumer end of it into the farm end.
Right, right.
Which is so very important.
Now, I want to ask you, Tina and I have talked about this often, the dynamics that have changed in the 20 years that she's been doing these farm tours. And I think there's some dairy farmers, some beef producers, Tina, that say, yeah, I know I'm supposed to tell my story, but I don't know if it really pays off. Have you, in your experiences of just sharing you and Duane's dairy operation with multiple age groups, people from little pea pods all the way up to grandma and grandpa, do they get it? Does telling your story as a farmer make a difference?
I would like to say that it is a life-changing experience for 95% of the people that come here. Even people that were farmers earlier in their careers that have gone on to other things, the technology and the opportunities that we have in not only the dairy but in the beef industry, it's amazing. Everything that we are doing to provide the best housing, the best comfort, the least amount of stress on these animals, it pays off. To show this and show how much we care, it makes these consumers believers. Mm-hmm. They, when they doubt what's going on, it's important to show, to share and show. And when I'm at the beef counter at the grocery store, I'm buying my beef there too. I don't have any kids at home. I can't buy a half a beef or have some of ours processed. I'm buying it just like they do. And I actually buy my milk at the grocery store too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important that what we're doing, it doesn't affect just them. It affects us too.
Right.
So
yeah. We were talking also, Tina, that when you're telling your story, you don't want to take for granted some of the simple things you do. I've had farmers say, oh, you know, nothing I do is exciting. Your contention is pretty much everything farmers do is exciting to those that have never been exposed.
Exactly. Just having the kids push and feed, it's such a big deal. I don't have enough little snow shovels for the kids that come out in the school groups. But when they have to understand, or when I'm telling them that these cows need to have this food pushed up all throughout the day, because just like us, they need to have food available and it needs to be within reach. Mm-hmm. So push it up, push it up, push it up. And as simple as that sounds, that is exciting for the kids and for the parents too.
Right.
To know that everything that's going in there, the corn that we're growing in the fields, the hay that's going into the fields, and that funny smell that's on the farm, that's fermented feed. And that's what makes Wisconsin cheese and milk taste so good.
Sure.
But also, same thing goes with the beef. Those beef that are out on pasture and they're being attended to and monitored and, you know, finished up so that that beef at the end is the best quality product that that farmer can possibly make.
Yeah.
Because they know that beef is an experience when the consumer eats it. And
you know,
if that experience is something that they don't enjoy, they may never buy beef again.
Yeah, well,
so we need to make sure that everything that we're doing, and we know that we're doing the best job we can, and sharing that with others so that they can get it, and they do,
yeah.
They get it.
It's funny, Tina was telling me a story about how obviously her audience may be a lot of fourth graders or preschoolers, but those parent chaperones and even those teachers that might be a little adversarial when they first get off the bus, by seeing and showing, you convert a lot of those folks.
Definitely. They usually come in with a preconceived notion because they are so much negative on the internet against agriculture. And we as farmers, anybody in agriculture, we need to promote constantly. Anytime you have an opportunity to show and share what you've got going on is the best thing that we can possibly do. Just taking them around on the farm, and there's so many people that don't even realize that it's a girl cow. They're all moms. So just educating them on the basics is one of the things that the consumers are lacking, but also on the steps that go beyond. How long it takes to have that calf or that steer, that heifer, being raised to a quality animal where they're actually going to be productive. You've got to talk in baby steps for them because they don't understand our jargon. They don't understand 100 pounds of milk or, you know, how long it takes to get a steer. In fact, explaining what the what a steer is. So, but yeah, it's baby steps, but it's amazing. And you can see the light bulb moment when they get it. And from there on, it's just like they're in awe of what we do. And I love what we do. I'm passionate about what we do. But when I have little kids come up afterwards and they come up and they give hugs and that, and they'll say, you know what? When I grow up, I want to be a farmer just like you.
Yeah.
And that's something.
Yeah.
And when the parents say, you know what? If we ever had an opportunity to move to the country and raise some steers or some whatever animals that they are seeing on the farm and just do the farming thing, they are envious of us.
Mm-hmm.
They want to do what we do. And we have the freedom to do what we do, but we know we have to do the best job because what the impact is that it's got to be a quality product when it leaves the farm.
Well, Tina, I appreciate you sharing the story. Like I said, have a good spring. I know you're going to be busy with a lot of school groups, preschoolers, and otherwise. And like you said, these are some of your busiest months, but you and Duane have turned this into a full-time mission also.
Correct. And it's one of those opportunities that we have to make ourselves better farmers because we are sharing what we do. And it feels good.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good day when you can share what you do.
Well, thanks again for sharing what you do on the Beef Council as well as on the farm. That's Tina Hinchley. Hinchley's Dairy Farm Tours, as we said, it's an operating dairy farm, but she also tries to dabble in the agritourism. She's been doing it for the past 20 years. DairyFarmTours.com is the website if you want to see how they do it. Maybe take a page from her textbook and years of experience and start telling your story on your farm. That's what it's all about. That is your Checkoff Chat for a Monday, brought to you courtesy of your Beef Checkoff Dollars, the Wisconsin Beef Council, and our friends at the Equity Livestock Sales Association. Remember, you can find more information online, as Tina said, beeftips.com, or on Facebook, look for the Wisconsin Beef Council. And that's your Checkoff Chat.
This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.